Hello, and welcome to the On Air with Mr. Griffiths podcast, from mind-blowing interviews to untold stories.
What's up, guys? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. My special guest today is a social media influencer, a viral sensation, and is tuning in all the way from Morris, Illinois, Gail Lewis. Gail talks to us today about how being an overnight sensation social media influencer isn't always sunshine and rainbows. She talks to us today behind the scenes on some scary encounters that she has faced since being a viral sensation. Guys, I hope you enjoy, and as always, I appreciate all the love and all the support.
Everyone that's listening, I want to introduce my friend, a internet sensation, Miss Gail Lewis. Gail, I appreciate you tuning in today. It's an honor just to be able to talk to you, for you to clear your schedule. And before we get started, can you switch up your verbiage just a little bit and give us a sign on instead of a sign off?
Ooh, that's a new one. Let me give it a try. This is Gail Lewis, Morris, Illinois, 844, signing on. Hello.
There we go. Gail, I appreciate you tuning in. Now, for everybody that's listening, we tried this a few days ago, and we done via FaceTime, and our audio and our visual was not. You said that Zoom was not what you were going to go forward with, but here is a living proof that you can adapt and overcome to almost any situation, and we are in a Zoom meeting as we speak. How are you? And give us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hello. I'm fine. I'm Gail Lewis. Still here at Morris. Can't tell anybody where I'm working at just for safety reasons. Just pretty much trying to do a normal life and do this fame thing at the same time. And just also want to let all my fans know, thank you. And I also appreciate every single one of you.
Yo, I'll be honest with you. You have been a viral sensation for the last 3 or 4 months. Why do you think your video went so viral? Was it love? Was it hate? Was it a little bit mixture of both? Or in your opinion, talk me through that process.
All right. So I think it's actually because of more love than anything else, or more wholesome, because what the video happened was like you see people going F Walmart, this F Walmart, that, why they're quitting. And I actually made like a sign off like an officer would. And then next thing you know, it's I'm not saying F Walmart. I'm actually just crying because I would miss everybody there. And I still miss everybody there. And it's just been it was really hard to do. So I ended up doing what it was more love than anything else.
Yeah. And talk me through that process. I'm watching on social media, you go completely viral, everybody making these videos. And I've seen one TikToker or YouTuber actually come to Morris, Illinois, to that Walmart, and was looking for you and talking to some of your coworkers. You at one point had people swarming that Walmart just to try to get to talk to you. What's your thoughts on that?
That is honestly a little scary for somebody, especially that's not used to being like a sensation like I am right now. I mean, it's really was unsettling because, the Walmart did turn into a media circus. I'm not even there. And people were like, where can I find Gail Lewis? Where can I find Gail Lewis? And again, I'm not there. I mean, I don't know why they were going to that Walmart to find me. And it was like, as I said, very scary because you don't know who's out there. And it was very disturbing to find out that people are actually hunting for you like that.
Yeah. And talk to me about a scenario. Before you kind of mentioned you were getting recognized, you were doing pictures. Talk to me about a scenario that you mentioned prior to somebody following you to your house.
Yeah. So somehow they got my address. And I actually send random items a McChicken through DoorDash, and I recently just had somebody send me a fan letter, and I don't know how they got my address because it's not out there. I don't know how they got it. When I was leaving to go to work, there was a car that was behind me. I was trying to leave my alleyway, and I have a big vehicle. And it's a small alleyway, and they wouldn't even let me leave my alley just so I can get to work until I gave them a picture. And then, I mean, they rushed me, five kids jumped out of the car screaming, Gail Lewis. And I'm just like, okay, easy, easy. And I can't back up, freaking out. There's no way of getting out of that situation.
Yo, it sounds like you're going to need some bodyguards, some security, or maybe even strap a gun on you if you think so. Or going forward, what's your plans of just being able to navigate through that? Because for me, I think that's scary as well. So for somebody to come and follow you to your house demanding a picture or an autograph is kind of mind-blowing, don't you think?
Right. It is, honestly. But you know what? I have never carried except for a knife here and there. And if I need to, I mean, like, I could take somebody out before they take me out. But, like, in the meantime, like, I'm not putting it as a challenge or anything, please.
No challenge. Gail Lewis is not wanting to fight. She is just wanting to be humble and go through this internet sensation. But tell me about, you just now mentioned your vehicle. What kind of vehicle do you drive?
I drive a 1985 Cadillac Fleetwood hearse, basically a funeral coach.
And that's so intriguing. You know, I would think to the public, they probably recognize you driving in that at any Walmart, correct? Like, it's not just a normal, your typical vehicle. What's your thoughts on having something that's like that? And did you, in the public's eye, were they able to recognize and find you more or easier, per se, opposed to just being in a normal vehicle?
Well, I bought the Cadillac hearse because I wanted a vehicle on the road that's something that didn't look like everybody else. Everybody has the exact same cars, and you see me coming down the road in a hearse, you're gonna move out of the way because you don't know what's going on. So I wanted it for more of an attention factor. But this was like way before I became a viral sensation, and it is a daily driver. I use it every single day. And like the other day, I did take it into Walmart. And I was actually swamped by a bunch of people that saw me pulling in with this thing. And all I needed to do was like pretty much pick up like some shoes and toilet paper. And as soon as they saw the hearse, they're like, "Gail Lewis." I'm like, "Okay, here we go. It's starting right now."
So people see you in this vehicle. People see you pulling into spots. They're approaching you, wanting pictures and autographs. Talk me back through maybe your life a year ago. How different has social media changed your life?
A year ago, I wouldn't even know that I was going to be what I am today. I wouldn't even think of it in a million years, honestly. But I mean, now it's here. And now that I'm they call me an idol, which, like I said, I don't feel like an idol or an icon or anything like that. But it's so weird. It almost feels like a dream, but I'm like, I still stop and I take pictures with everybody. And if they want an autograph, if I happen to be there and they got something I can sign, I will sign for them. And I mean, as long as, you know, and as long as they're like being respectful, I mean, that's the only thing that would stop me from not like wanting to take a picture or if I'm in a hurry, if I got to go.
Yeah. So that's wild. Just to think a year ago, it was never a consideration to be a social media influencer. And that's what you are right now, technically, correct? Like, you are a TikToker, you're doing Bubba Truck reviews, you are full force embracing the influencer lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, I wasn't embracing it. I was, like, actually very recluse because it was very scary, especially, like, how I said earlier, like, how people were going to the Walmart looking for me and coming to my home and all that. It was just very scary, but now I'm starting to embrace it. And it actually feels a little bit good because I'm actually doing good with it. I'm setting up donating to charities. I even helped out a local kids here in my town. They're rappers and I made a video with them. And I mean, I did it free of charge. I mean, it's not like I'm all in it for the money. I'm just in it to have a little fun with it too.
Man, I love that. So just being humble, going back to your roots, your characters and morals and kind of what you stand for. Talk to me about that. You said you're donating back to charity. I seen and I don't know how true it is. I seen a video or maybe a picture. The vest that you had signed, somebody had framed and put on eBay. And the last time that I looked at it, it was at like $400,000. And then all of a sudden it got taken away. Speak a little bit about that.
All right. So A-Rack, the YouTuber, he came out to my house. He's like, "Hey, would you mind signing a Walmart vest? And we're going to have it framed up and everything." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So I signed it. He's like, "We're going to give it to a charity, or do you want the profits? Which one do you want?" I'm like, "I wouldn't mind giving it to a charity." And he's like, "Which charity would you like?" I'm like, "Children's Miracle Network." So like a few days later, he puts it up on eBay. And like within hours, like literally hours, it went from like $1,000 to almost $500,000. Like it, the highest I saw it go was $440,000. And people were actually putting in fake bids because eBay doesn't like keep a track of what you got in your account. You can put in bids and not pay for anything, basically. And so eBay freaked out and they took the vest down. And he had to go to another site called Goldbin. And it ended up selling for $13,420. And it all went to Children's Miracle Network.
That is absolutely amazing. And it's kind of mind-blowing, don't you think? On just last year, you never thought you'd be an internet sensation. And now a signed vest that you wore for the last 10 years being an associate at Walmart just now sold for over $10,000.
Right. I mean, like, I would have never thought of that in a million years, honestly. But at least the money went to a good cause, and it's going to help a lot of people out with that.
And talk to me about some of the videos that you post now. You do the Bubba Truck reviews, which are phenomenal. I love them. And then I just now recently seen one that you, I think it was a four-wheeler that was going through Walmart, and you duetted it or stitched it, and pretty much basically being like the Captain America of Walmart, putting on the vest, going forth and conquer. Talk to me about some of your content creation ideas.
All right, so Bubba Truck reviews is it's every Tuesday, which is going to be coming up tomorrow. Like what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose five of the best Bubba trucks I've seen, and I'm going to actually feature them in my next video tomorrow. And all you got to do is like you got to submit a video to me through my DMs on TikTok, and I do read through my videos. It just may take me a little bit, but I get there. And then my newest one that I just did, the four-wheeler, like you just said, that was, I had so many people tagging me in it. I'm like, you know what, I better give them something, or they're going to be like, why aren't you responding to this? And I pretty much learned a little trick how to do a new edit on it. So that actually helped me out too, learning that process.
So talk to me, for the listeners and viewers that are watching right now, for someone that doesn't know what a Bubba truck is, can you explain that?
Bubba trucks are actually lifted up vehicles with wide tires, but I can actually make an exception here and there because the tires are expensive, but it is a lifted up truck, and it has to be shiny, no rust whatsoever, and it can have anything you want on it except for nudity, of course.
So they are now submitting these, or their personal vehicles, their trucks, their lifted up trucks that are super clean and super nice, submitting them to you as a DM, and you'll go through them, and then you put them on your platform, and it kind of generates them more views on their truck, is what I'm getting at, correct?
Yes, but I only choose five winners, and then like if this goes well, because this is actually my first Bubba truck review coming up, and if this goes well, which I already know it will, then every Tuesday from now will be Bubba Truck Tuesday.
That's wild. So you're giving the viewers and your fans an opportunity to leverage your platform, your viewers, your followers, to showcase their pride and joy, if you will. Some nice lifted up trucks, and just being able to see them throughout your platform. And you're doing that, you're doing Cameo now, correct?
Yes, I am.
So somebody can just request you to do a Cameo and you personalize a video. What's the response on that? Are a lot of people wanting you to give the good verbiage or slogan that made you go viral, or is it a mixture of a lot of stuff?
It's more like a mixture of a lot of stuff, like hey, like a pep talk, like hey, good luck in college, can you say happy birthday to my son, or like just recently did was my friend is expecting their first child, so can you congratulate them? Those always get me right there. I mean, like I'm actually congratulating somebody for having a child. And it's like, and I never met him, but you know, it's awesome to say to somebody.
Yeah, that's super cool. Just to think that now you're giving a positive message to a lot of people that's paying to have a Cameo from you, just to be able to create positivity, is something that's incredible.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. I mean, like, I even do roasts, and this guy I saw, he took one of my Cameos and put it on TikTok, and he goes, I've never been more honored and disrespected all at the same time, because he's like, he got it from me, and then I had to like kind of roast him about his car, and it came from his friend, so that was the best part of it.
That's funny as well. Are you going to start taking more of those of people sending requests from their own personal profiles and then kind of doing a roast, maybe in a Bubba truck sense, you know, if somebody sent you one of their friend's truck that isn't shiny, that isn't clean, would you roast somebody through Cameo on their vehicle?
Yes, I mean, like, they would, like, sometimes send me what they want me to say, or I would have to come with that on the fly, but it always seems to turn out to be, like, really well for them. I haven't had one bad review yet so far.
That's amazing. And let's go back to the vest. That brings me to the topic of a merch line. You're creating your own merch line, correct? Because I've seen a lot of knockoffs of people kind of copy and pasting your picture, putting it on their shirts and selling it, but you're creating your own now.
Yes, I am. I'm working with an awesome lady. She's been a godsend. She's been helping me out every step of the way with the merchandise process. Her name's Caitlin. And she has been helping me out, like I said, big time. We just designed a Valentine's Day merch. I'm waiting for a shirt to come in the mail, and then I can start making a video and start advertising through TikTok. We're trying to set up a TikTok shop. We started out with first making the Mount Rushmore and with my face on the side, and that happened to be a really big hit, especially around Christmas time. And then after that, we're figuring releasing this new Valentine's Day brand, and then we're gonna also try to have a giveaway like we did with the first one. Like, we gave out free Hail to the Gale T-shirts to 5 lucky contest winners, and it actually brought in a lot of sales. We're trying to get a Stanley Cup, the new one that they sell at Target, into our new sweepstakes. So somebody's going to be my Valentine, kind of thing. We're still working on the details on that one.
See, that is so wild. What do you think? You see this backdrop back here? If we had a framed, signed Gale Lewis T-shirt back there, I think that would be cool, don't you think? That way all of my viewers would see it every time I conduct an interview. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you want that there, I can sign that for you if you want.
I definitely want a signed Gale Lewis T-shirt. I will frame it and put it up on the wall. That way, everybody that comes through the podcast or comes on here to do YouTubes or TikToks, they'll see Gale Lewis's picture. I think probably the one that I seen first that I admire was the Mount Rushmore one. I would love to have a Mount Rushmore Gale Lewis signed T-shirt framed in the back as a backdrop.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, like, if you can get it, I mean, I can sign it for you.
Yeah, definitely. So talk to me a little bit about how much life has changed and then your plans for the future. You know, a lot of times when people go viral, they commit to it full time. Are you committing as a full time content creator, or are you still going to work as well?
Right now, I'm going to try to work as much as I can as the normal job that I have, but like I said, I can't say what my job is for safety reasons, obviously. But I'm hoping to keep working as much as I can and do this content creating on the side. I mean, it does take a lot of time. It is very time consuming. I mean, I feel like even on my days off, I don't have time for myself half the time, but I still try to make some time for myself. And I want to keep doing Bubba Truck reviews and maybe even more reaction videos like I did with the four wheeler one. I mean, hopefully I can keep going with that. And then in the meantime, also wishing it would slow down a little bit. But then if it slows down, I don't want to disappoint anybody. I'm more of a people pleaser than anything else.
Well, Gail, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate the time you clearing your schedule. I know it's hectic. I know what it's like to be a creator and how many collaborations that you could be doing. So for you to take the time out and clear your schedule, not only once, but twice, I appreciate it. And before we tune out, will you go ahead and give us the famous signing off from Gale Lewis?
Oh, yeah, sure. This is Gale Lewis, Morris, Illinois, 844, signing out. Good night.
Guys, that concludes this episode. If you're new here, just remember, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, you can listen to a new episode on any streaming platform, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many more. And if you don't want to just listen, then wait until the following day that launches on my YouTube channel at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, where you can see me interact with the people that I bring on to On Air with Mr. Griffiths.